help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
To join together and to create this new currency. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. We have a live show for you today. It is a Thursday, October the 13th, 2016. And as it as the intro stated, to join together to create a new currency. And I would say to you, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot of joining together to create a new economy that is so required among you, your family, and the community at large. Because this is probably one of the most important things, is to come up with a new economy. Because in the new economy, you are able to control your overall economic direction and the assets that will be the backbone of that economy. So important. So we're going to try to touch on some of that and make that point to you all. So I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network. It's very easy to do. Go to the website for the network, and the website is blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you'll see the crowdfunding campaign, crowdfunding digital black media campaign that's there. And check it out, because it's very important that we have this network also. That's something that we need to ensure, especially for what's happening in today's eternal moments, so that we can position ourselves in the eternal moments and the ones that will come in the future. You have plenty of what man calls time. You will always be in existence, in my opinion. So live like it. So many of us live only for the physical moments and not for the eternal longevity of it all. So it's very important that we do that. Okay, so let's check out what's in the news today. Man, there's a lot that's happening, as we always say, because it is. Things are really unfolding. So let's check out what's in the news. And at any time during today's show, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490, 32 pound, and hit star 61. We'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. If you called in yesterday and if it was something that you didn't get across yesterday, definitely you could do that. And there's a couple of things that was talked about yesterday I want to talk about today as well. Then we're going to get into today's show on role-playing, the importance of role-playing, especially for what's going to be coming down the pipe. And we're going to take a look at what's in the news. So let's check it out. What's in the news? So what's in the news? This article comes from independent.co.uk. What happened when the U.S. government is asked the difference between Russia and Syria and Saudi Arabia and Yemen? Ooh, this is where you get caught and you can't explain because your agenda is malevolent and evil and terroristic in itself. A U.S. government spokesperson has struggled to answer a question to put to him on why the U.S. condemns Russia bombing in Syria and supports Saudi-led bombing in Yemen, both of which have killed thousands of civilians. Very, very crucial, because the U.S. only wants war to be waged on in their benefit. That's plain and simple why. And the thing is that they should be in neither places supporting any of it, because it's none of their business. That's not, but see, they consider it is because the whole economy has been created by them, so they're protecting their economy. So it's that's just what's happening there, in my opinion. But check out that article. Really, really important. Hold on one second. Sorry about that, everyone. So check out this article. Really good one, The Independent. And if you'd like to talk about it, definitely. Next posting that we had inside of BTR, because we no longer are inside of FedBook. We only post in BTR community. It was created by Black Talk Radio Network founder, Scotty. Very good social media platform. You need to be doing it. $24 a year, $1 a week. Very easy and necessary. Get off of FedBook. All right, so check out the next one that we posted is from YouTube. Man, this the spokesperson here for Russia just went in. The public affairs, Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. She went in. This was from the 6th of October. And basically, she titled it. And the title of this YouTube, check out this YouTube video. Let me pull it up because it's not showing here. One second. And she just nailed it in so many different ways. And I say that this was very truthful as to from the confines of what's being done. So check out this video, really good YouTube video that really speaks to some portions of the real necessary things that we should be thinking about and looking at. And she basically says, American stupidity is worse than terrorism. She laid it out. Well said, sister from Russia. Well said. America's stupidity is worse than terrorism. So check out that YouTube video that we posted there. So next article that we posted inside of BTR, Tando Radio Show and BTR, is from naturalsociety.com. First time ever bees added to the endangered species list. So check out that article. Very important. The process of depopulation continues. And so the thing is, do you notice it and are you doing something about it is the most important thing. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. It only matters what you're doing. And then what you should be doing is you should be doing things collectively with other people and then start to build from there. Don't wait for anybody else you continue to have what we've been having for so long, waiting on a savior. And that is supposed to be you. So next article comes from RT. Russian embassy in Damascus shelled for 2 hours on Wednesdays, no casualties, the foreign ministry said from Russia. And this thing in Syria is really growing, and we're going to talk about some of that today, definitely. Next article comes from Epic Times. Following the money, China banks on course for global expansion. Yep, very true. So in an effort to curb runaway real estate prices. Major banks in Australia, a popular destination for Chinese real estate investors, have stopped lending to foreign property buyers without domestic income. This, ladies and gentlemen, the overall expansion of the influence of economic influence of China is reaching everywhere, and they're going to have a major surprise for everybody here. And that is, surprise, we don't take your dollar. Man, that is going to have some very, very damaging ripple effects that we will hopefully catch up with and talk about today in today's show. So, next article that we have is from RT International. And the the president from the Philippines snubs Washington, looks forward to historical China visit. I love what he said. He said, man, forget the United States. They don't have no money. China and Russia do. We're going to align with them. This is going to really, you know, and there was some talk about, and he said that the president from Philippines, Duterte said, you know, I dare CIA to kill me now. Well, you know, that's, it's not beyond them, but the overall displacement and the influence of the geopolitical influence of the United States is wilderness. Everyone knows, which a lot of people here have no clue, and that is game over, time up, finito, finish, done. So check out that that article. Next article from the Sunday Times in UK, RFA, the Royal Air Force, RAF, ready to shoot down Russian aircraft over Syria. This was posted in the Sunday Times. The Tornado jets are now believed to be among the Russian targets, but the RFA says it's prepared for any eventuality for RFA Tornado bombers. ISIS targets in Iraq are aimed with air-to-air missiles to protect themselves from attack by Russian aircraft. A senior cabinet member warned that that Britain was prepared to shoot down Vladimir Putin's jets. Do you hear what they're saying? The senior cabinet ministry person said they're prepared to shoot down Vladimir Putin's jet. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because a world war gives them leverage. And this thing is really going to happen. Next article, in my opinion. Next article from Reuters. United States military strikes Yemen after missile attack on U.S. ship. United States launched a cruise missile attack on Thursday to knock out three coastal radar stations in Yemen. Well, they just entered the confrontation in Yemen. You may think that that is nothing, but since then, Iran has now sent warships to Yemen. This is the overall expansion of the war, and it is about to go really, really live. Next article from ABC, not knowing their ABC News as a mainstream media, U.S. strike rebels held in territories in Yemen. The United States military has carried out Tomahawk cruise missile strikes in Yemen in retaliation for three failed missiles attacks against the USS Mason, a U.S. Navy destroyer operating in international waters in the Red Sea. So it's only a matter of time, ladies and gentlemen, for this continues to unfold. We'll take a look at it and why you need to know what you need to do about it. Next article comes from Sputnik News. West groundless accuses Russia of indiscriminate bombing in Aleppo. Middle East gets short URL. I would like to underscore that the Russian aviation carried out single pinpoint strikes on targets outside of Aleppo and outside residential areas. The targets are verified in advance. We do not strike weddings and funeral trains, the chief of Russian General Staff main operation director said. Man, that was a big dig. It's telling the truth. The U.S. has been, and from the U.N. convoy, everything is possible, because war is all about deception and deceit and getting momentum for your side and your agenda. War isn't just won with the explosion of bombs. It's the explosion of lives that kill far more. And this is what we're starting to really, what we've been seeing for centuries within this overall direction of the Western governing style of the main, all of them, all of the Western governments and pretty much all of the governments in general. The explosion of lies kill far more than the explosion of bombs. And these lies continue, and we have no defense against those lie bombs because the general population in the world doesn't know and doesn't care. And I tell you, it's very difficult sometimes talking to people that are unaware of what's really going on. But I try to stay the course and continue to do it. But there's only so much that you can do. And at the appropriate time, and this time is coming up pretty soon where everyone will know. And they will know that, oh, shoot, I've been had. And once that realization hits, it's going to be a difficult, difficult time to deal with things here, abroad, and pretty much everywhere that the expansion of this World War III and then this global nuclear war that's going to happen from that is going to consume many. Blind faith kills generations. So check out that article. Next, today's show is going to be about the power of role-playing. The power of role-playing events which could threaten you and your family. Very, very important. Next article, man, this is a huge one from Business Insider. We're going to take a look at a couple of these before we get into today's show. Red alert. Get ready for a severe fall in the stock market. HSBC says, HSBC technical analyst team has thrown up the ultimate warning signal in a note to clients released Wednesday. Merrill Gunn, the head of the technical analysis for HSBC, said he had become on red alert for an imminent selling off in stocks given the price actions over the past few weeks. All right, let me tell you something. They always tell you before they do it. And I said, you would think that they've been listening to Tando Radio Show for the past year and a quarter that we've been on air. Why? Because not only is the stock market about to hit a severe fall, the everyday person's economy is about to be totally destroyed and decimated. These are the warning signs that they tell you before they do it, and then they can say, we told you, you didn't listen, you've been doing other things, and because you are very naive and don't know what you're doing, we need to take more control so these things don't happen, because the people themselves are not sophisticated enough, are not keen enough, are not wise enough to make any decision for themselves. That's because they've institutionalized ways to keep you from caring or knowing. And we fall right for the trap. You know, one of the things about hunters, every year is a deer season for a reason. Because the deer is stalked. The deer is actually hunted, and the traps that are laid for the deer to walk into the sights of a cowardice hunter, and I say it from that standpoint only because is it necessary in some things? I'm talking about the people that do it for sport. There are many deer that are killed in the sights of the cowardice hunter. They lay the traps. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. They have been laying deer traps for the general population throughout the world forever. And a lot of the population always walks into the sights. So this whole thing is about to really expand, and we're going to talk about that and look at some of these articles. We're definitely going to look at this one. Next article, probably the most important article that is going to have probably the most direct ramifications to every person that's listening to Tando Radio Show right now in one way or another. But the overall how it is going to, how those ramifications are going to display themselves will be decided on what you do with it. Here it is from Reuters, exclusive. Obama aides expect to weigh Syrian military options on Friday, tomorrow. And so we are going to definitely take, this to be the first article that we take a look at once we come out of the commercial break. Very, very critically important. So you need to, in my opinion, be prepared. And there are things that you need to start to do for yourself. There are there's work that you need to start to do. There are acts that you need to take. There's energy that you need to expend. There are things that you need to learn and to do, however you can do it. And it's not enough for you just to be listening to Tando or getting advice about this and that, because I'm going to tell you, that will not be enough motivation for you to really do what's necessary. Yes, it helps, but I don't know, and because I don't know, I can only assume that we are very ill-prepared, and I say that for good reasons, because I look around what other countries are doing and what's happening here and what the people around here are doing. There's no way in the world that anybody here is really prepared for what's about to happen, because those that are prepared are going to be hampered and actually threatened by those that aren't. But I'm going to tell you, it won't be for long, because those that aren't prepared won't be around for long, because they will fall into the deer sights of depopulation. And believe me, we can say from a position of comfort, well, if that happens, I'll wait. Very few people actually can live out their overall thought process of saying, well, I really don't care if it happens, I'll deal with it there. No, that's just the easiest thing for you to say, because it is so unthoughtful, because at the time that things do go awry, you are going to be fighting for your existence as you do now. As you do now. But it's going to be much different. Much, much different. This article is very important. It is some of the last signals before the actual events start to speed up in a fashion where it consumes people blatantly. It will be a blatant attack on everyone. So we're going to take a look at this article. Huge. Next article from Sovereign Man. While media obsesses over the Punani Gate, U.S. debt soars to $19.7 trillion. So, I say your readiness to weather the next financial crisis free planning. Oh, this is their over. This is from Sovereign Man. And so this is the article. We'll take a look at this one as well. The debt has soared to over $19.7 trillion. Well, it doesn't really matter that the debt has soared to $19.7 trillion. It's unpayable, and because of that, the overall events that are going to the cross-pollination are the counterparty risk to that is going to be very, very detrimental. We passed the point of no return. It doesn't matter what people say that the economy can be fixed. You need to do this. No, the only economy that can be fixed now, ladies and gentlemen, is yours. Is yours. It's to the point that the macro economy is going to consume the micro economy for those that do not prepare. So I would say we've already passed the point of destruction. Now the destroying will start happening. The actual destroying of economic standings, the common person's economy, of families, of your business, of your way of life, of your standard of living, all of that is going to be challenged and destroyed by this, because all of it has been based in an economy that was actually put into existence by the very ones that's going to throw the switch on it. Because they're not going to throw the switch on the economy, they're going to throw the switch on yours. Because it offers them more assets, more control, and the surrendering of the benefit from the surrendering of your energy. So it's time for you to take care of you. Then being able to take care of your family, our community, and to actually put into place a different mentality, energy, and direction and path to prosperity. Next article comes from Press TV. Press TV, U.S. Warned against more attacks on Yemen. And as I said earlier, Iran has sent warships, and this thing is going to explode, not only in the Middle East, in the Persian Gulf, in the Mediterranean, the Red Sea, the Black Sea. It's also going to make waves in the Pacific, the Atlantic, the South Sea of China. This whole thing is really exploding. Next article. Got two more articles before we go to the commercial break. Next article, very, very important one. Kentucky bill. This one comes from 10thAmendmentCenter.com. Kentucky bill would encourage the use of gold and silver as currency. It's already money, but as currency. A Kentucky bill set for the 2016-17 session would remove sales tax from the purchase of gold and silver, encouraging its use in tax and taking the first steps towards breaking the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money. Senate John Snickler, a Republican, authored the actual bill, PR 156, on October the 11th. We're going to take a look at this. This is huge. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't wait, you have to, because the whole world is going to securitize their overall commerce and their overall trades with gold and silver. And if you don't acquire it now, and if you don't effectively acquire it now, because if you go about it acquiring it the wrong way, you won't have it for long. You will not have it for long. And believe me, the overall securing of yourself and your family is one of the things that you can do, one of the many things, one of the most significant things that you can do, is seize real assets so that those benefits of the intrinsic value of those assets, that you can actually harness that energy for your overall financial well-being and your overall prosperity, and to establish a sovereign economy that is going to benefit you. So one more article. Here we go. Last article from RT International. Got to hurry up here. Russia tests new radio electronic weapon produced. Russia has developed a successful tested radio electronic weapon system unmatched anywhere in the world. Citing the manufacturer, the real prototype of such weapons have already been created, and they have proven their effectiveness. Boy, this is all is coming together at the appropriate time. So, all right, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. We're going to take a look at some of these articles. We're going to take a look. I also want to talk about some things that we talked about on Wise Wednesday yesterday, and we're going to start to think about role-playing, the very important necessity for role-playing, so that once things go awry, you will already be in a position to respond appropriately. You listen to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Ramon, give us a call. Talk to you right. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
moderator.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Excuse me one second. We'd just like to say thank you all for participating today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pounds. So we're going to jump into today's show. If you know what, there was a couple of people, the sister that called in towards the end of Wise Wednesday yesterday, I would love to hear from you because you asked a very good question. And my man, Ramon, he's there now. I wanted to talk to him about some things also from Wise Wednesday. Great, great show from the Davis team. Brother and Sister Davis did a fantastic job. So the one sister, if you're listening, that called in late yesterday, please give us a call back because there's some things I wanted to share with you that are very, very important and wanted to express this to you. So, and I'll do it anyhow, but I would love to hear from you as well. So, all right, so let's go to the callers. We got Ramon is there. Brother Ramon, you there?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, what's going on, brother? What's happening? How you feeling?
I feel better now, you know.
Yeah.
I'm actually in the middle of hooking. I didn't catch you saying it until I actually I'm in the middle of actually putting together my studio so I can get the helping brother out of here.
So
what's
man.
Up, Dave? I've been in and out for conversation, so fill me in if you can so I can catch up.
Oh, my goodness, brother. It's so much. Probably I'm going to if you will hold on, this, I'm going to read a very, very important article. But one of the things, you know, yesterday when you called in, and there was a great question that you asked.
Yes, sir.
And I know you said that, you know, you have the, and how do you prepare, you know, some people that are, you know, that have, they don't know what's going on. And I thought it was a great, you said that you have some women in your family that you want to get prepared. Now, I would also, what I wanted to say yesterday, but because of time, I definitely would say this. One of the good things, one of the great things, and you probably already know, one of the things that you could do to assist you, we had said check out some YouTube videos, you know, with Katrina, have this kind of, you know, somewhere where you see from what really happened in Katrina from different views and everything else. Bring history to our young people so that they can see some of the things and why you're doing what you're doing, so they don't just think wildly that you're preparing in vain or it's because, you know, you're afraid of this or that. No, it's not that you're afraid of anything. It's because you prepare because you love, and you prepare because you've worked so hard to acquire the lifestyle and the standard of living that you all have. And because of that, it's your responsibility that you have taken by choice to care for them. And what I would just suggest you do is, you know, let them see that. And then what I would also say is for some of your daughters, have some of your daughters responsible for the younger ones, and have some of the younger ones responsible for other people in your family. Because when you give young people tasks of responsibility, where it is you're responsible for this person's well-being here, this and that, it changes everything for them. You know, get your you know, I don't know how many daughters that you have, but give them each one a responsibility for another one and for a responsibility for the family itself. I think that would be really, really great for you to do. Now, you can't make anyone do anything, but once you start to show them what's going on in the world, and I know you have, they will start to see. And I would say also, do this technique with the family. For whoever the preparing person is, the one that is preparing, if it is the wife, and you have a husband that is not into it as much as you are, or if you are a husband and your wife isn't into it, which one of the things that you could do, if you have the means to do it, is cut out all the lights for your family. Just catch them where they're doing regular and cut the power. If you cut the power to the house safely, okay. Or if you can't do that, at night, have everyone in one room, and just have regular conversation with them, and don't tell them what you're doing. Just have regular conversation, and just go over to the light switch where it's really dark and turn it out, and say, okay, now, just in case something like this ever happens, what would you do? Now, are you ready to... has your life just dramatically changed by the lights being out? And just imagine that these lights aren't coming back on. Are you ready for this? What is it that you have done and prepared yourself to be able to respond to the dark? And it's not only the... because what you want to set into motion is a mental picture, and to put them into from a controlled environment some of the stress that they would be dealing with, and then to ask them, are they ready? What would they do now? What's the most important thing for everyone to do right now? What's important to you? Are you ready for this to happen? Or are you not ready for it to happen? So if it does happen, you're at a position of disadvantage. Can you deal with this right now for a prolonged time? And then once you start to bring scenarios to them, another good thing is a lot of our young people love being inside of their phones, and let them catch them when they're in their phones, you know, all not aware of where they are or anything else, and go in a direction that they've never been in before. Go in a direction that they've never been in before. Go somewhere and say, and then stop the car. Stop the car in a safe way, pull off and everything, and tell them, we've just broken down, or something bad has happened and we can't get home and our car is broke. Are you ready to handle this? And you will be surprised. The young people will start to respond to that in a way where it will be something that they will be wanting and waiting for you to catch them off guard. So it is just some training things that you can do. You know, talking to them is great, but training with them is the best thing that you possibly can do. Some people will be receptive, some people won't. I always say never try to go against someone's free will, but when it comes to your children, they have an obligation to follow the directions of those that are protecting them. Yes, they have a free will, but there are things that are required for them because they can't take care of themselves. And in doing that, once they ever think that they can take care of themselves, then take away everything that you've given them and see how they fare. Let them see how would they fare. But, you know, but children nowadays are so smart, you know, as far as they know, well, you can't do this and do that. But one of the things you can do is you can take from them what they treasure the most. That's that phone. That's that phone. Remove that from them. But I say definitely try to engage them in different training exercises. One of the good things to also do, skip a meal. When they're hungry, don't not feed them. Talk to them and delay them, and let them know that what you're doing is because how they're feeling right now is being hungry and everything else. Is that it's time that we ensure that if something goes awry, if the system that has been working for so long doesn't work any longer, this feeling of hunger that you have right now will be far, far worse. So I think, and I'm going to need you, put the burden back on them. I'm going to need you to take care of me. And I'm going to need you to help me take care of you. So there are some things that we need to do to ensure, if it goes awry, that we won't be adversely affected. Because I think it's very important that we talk to our young people, because one of the things that our young people will do if they're not properly introduced to the prepping world and the reasons why we're prepping, when things do go awry, they will be helpful, but there will be something that they will be exposed to. They will be exposed to overextending themselves and taking your preparations and giving it to someone else because they didn't work for it. See, a lot of our children have a sense of entitlement because of their age. They because we have to really ensure that they're not developing a sense of entitlement. And believe me, that is difficult to do with just any adult and with your children at all. It's not about love. It's about loving them so much to actually instruct them properly. And I know you know this. But one of the things that your children will do if not properly prepared will actually cause a lot of problems for you and your family, where they will go to help someone and someone will actually try to harm them and your family because you have resources. You have to instruct your children that everyone has the opportunity to prepare, but a lot of people don't think it's relevant. They don't know or they don't care or whatever the actual situation is, you're doing it for them. And their friends and their families of their friends may not be preparing, but that doesn't mean that you give your resources or let on to your friends what you have. Because you may have the best intentions and then they will respond with greed and out of fear, and they will harm your little brother, your little sister, us, and everyone else. Because when people become hungry, they go from civilized to feral, or they go from civilized to wild quickly. Quickly. So you have to know, and I know you all do, you know your children. I think those are some of the things, and I wanted to express that to you, Ramon, with your daughters. Do those two exercises. You know, make them responsible for each other. Cut out the lights and see, and then start that training program, and then give them the responsibilities. And if some are going to take it, they're going to be like, yeah, you know, but show them what happened in Katrina, and don't censor anything. Do not hide anything from them, because when we go through what we're going to go through, the bodies will be on the streets as they were in Katrina. They're not going to censor them from that, and you're not doing your children any favor by censoring anything from them. The truth needs to be established in you, unless the streets will determine what the truth is, and that's not what we want to do. If we don't take our children, if we don't instruct our children, the streets will take them. The streets will take them. So I just thought, man, I'm glad that you shared that with us yesterday, Ramon. And I would just say, if you would, and just incorporate that with, because you know your children, use the temperament of your children. You got to know, and I know you do, because not everything that may have worked for me will work for you. It's just that just to establish some protocols that will work for you and your family is the key. And this is just some of the suggestions that you can do. Have no technology days where you train with the family, where everyone knows. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you I'm gonna give you an example. One of my children, they were listening to me for years and years about preparing. And then you know when it really stuck out to them, Ramon? You still there, Ramon?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Yeah. You know when it stuck out for them? I'm going to share a private story with y'all. What stuck out for them? Everything became relevant. See, let me tell you something. Your children are always, they always hear you, but they may not always listen. Then at the appropriate time when they're threatened by something, then they start to remember, and then they wish they had listened, or they will now take the advice that you have given them. My daughter was at a party, at a house party in L.A., and it went awry. And because of some of the things that I taught her and trained her to do, she positioned herself appropriately, and when things went awry, when I say it went completely awry to where everyone was scared. And the only reason why she wasn't scared because she was mentally prepared. Most people don't like preparing because their fear is greater than their overall resolve to conquer their fears. So there was, you're at this house party, and it turned into fights, shootings, and everything else. She had already positioned herself at the appropriate way to get out of the house by being by the window, and then everyone else followed her. But see, the thing is that she went out as soon as the problem, when everyone else didn't think that this thing was blowing into a problem. That's the key to preparing. You get out ahead of the crowd. And then by the time everybody else, they saw which way she went, and then guess what? They're all trying to go through that same window. And what happens? They all start pulling and fighting, trying to get out, because the fight and the gunfire is going off. Then at that time, when she got on the other side and was starting to move to safety and hearing everything else, the only thing that she was remembering is the instructions that I gave her. And it became more than just a lesson. It became a reality of life. And everyone is different. But at some point and at some time, your children will become parents. So this is so, so important. So, but Ramon, man, I just wanted to express that with you. Stay here because there's some things I want you, if you can. I want you, you know, I want to get your take on some of the articles that we're going to take a look at. So if you would, brother, just do that. The lights out. Every person should be doing lights out training in their homes right now, because they are going to go out at some point and at some time, especially from this war that's going on, especially with the technology that they have. And start creating training opportunities for your children. Okay. And I think that will definitely help them. And it will actually, and then you let them know why you're doing it. You sit everyone down and you tell them why you're doing it, because you absolutely love them. And this is why you're sacrificing this way. And you need their help, because that's really what it is. We need their help. And it makes everything so much easier. So definitely, Ramon, hold on. Well, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean, is there something that you wanted to say or comment on that?
No, Dave. I mean, hey, brother. I think that's good advice, and I'm gonna definitely start working on them. I'm on the show. I'm listening. Go ahead. I told you I'm in.
Okay.
I'm working on the studio, but I'm listening.
Yeah. You're in the mix. Okay. And so just jump in at any time that you feel necessary. We got another caller that's in queue. I want to go to this caller before we go to the commercial break. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, brother Dave. This is Brother Zion from Fayetteville. How you doing?
Hey, Brother Zion, what's going on? My man.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I haven't been able to reach out to you. We're just not getting power out here, and I guess we'll have some internet in a couple of days. Reception out here is kind of funky, but I just wanted to weigh in on what you were saying, if you don't mind.
What do you mean if I don't mind? It's, brother, what you're about to say is so important, because you have gone through where your overall day-to-day life was totally changed and the system broke down, and you needed to actually, you were more prepared for it, because you went through a yo-yo effect. You're on your own. And so it's very important that everyone listens to what this brother has learned And now what he actually is going to strategize in the future because of this. Because once you go through something, man, you're so seasoned and you start to see things much more clearer, and your resolve to yourself and your family is even more deeply rooted. So I don't want to take up too much. We're probably going to carry into the break as well. So, bruh, go ahead. We have like 7 minutes before we go to a break. If we got to go past that, this is so important because this is real-time experience that we will be able to go. This is all part of training, is that you have to learn from those that went through things. So go ahead, brother.
All right. Well, first of all, I just wanted to start off and say, growing up in Cincinnati, Ohio, kind of, well, I ain't going to say kind of, but very impoverished, doing without, I learned at an early age how to manage with very little and how to make something out of nothing. I watched my parents do it, and I learned, you know, from that. But also what I wanted to say is, you know, people really do need to take heed and start preparing, because, you know, you don't want to be caught out here, you know, without anything, and because you do not want to be out and about when the waters is raging or the bullets are flying. You don't want to be out there having to acquire this stuff, because, you know, just a week ago when it was on the shelves and you're like, oh no, it's not going to happen. Oh, that storm. I heard everybody saying how nonchalant that they were about this storm, that how it's just going to blow through like all the other ones. And what happened? Matthew was not playing. Matthew dumped 14.9 inches of rain in one day. That's a record in North Carolina since they've been recording. Now, you put that just then. Now, that's a natural disaster. Now, you put the disaster, what man can do, like you say, when there's no lights and the lights are not coming back on. What are you going to do? You do not want to be out and about trying to acquire this stuff, because it's going to be even more dangerous. What we, you know, just like they said in the book of Eli, what you threw away yesterday, people are going to be killing each other for tomorrow. It's not a game. This is serious. If you love your family, you need to basically tighten up your bootstraps, stop worrying about getting the next video game, put them blunts down, and start securing for your family. Because if you love your family, pardon my French, but you need to get off your ass.
No, brother, that's from, and let me tell you, I expect to hear that from you, because this is from a brother that's just gone through where he had to rely on his overall, his foresight, his anticipation, and to prepare. And this is, you know, one of the things is that the wise heed good instruction, while a fool learns from experience. This brother is wise because he heeded good instruction. There are many fools that learn from experience. That's not always a good thing. Go ahead, brother.
I have a neighbor. He's been living next to me for almost a year. Now, him and his wife, they do not speak to me and my wife. They won't give us the time of day. But when all the power was out and you couldn't go nowhere, what did I do? I extended my hand. I went over there and asked them if they needed anything. Did they have fresh drinking water? They told me no. So what I do? I presented them with some bottles of water, and I asked them, were they okay with something to eat? They told me yeah. And just by that, I guess, token of me showing them that, you know, I'm not selfish and I actually care about my brothers and sisters out here, because, you know, if we ain't gonna look out for each other, you know them white so-called supremacists are not, because I can't call them white supremacists, because I do not think there's nothing supreme about them. You know, I think they're a so-called supremacist because they feel like they're superior over us, when if you check us, mainly most of everything about melanated people are a little bit more superior than them anyway. But that's just, you know, I ain't gonna say that's my opinion, but, you know, you really need to take heed And like you say, start acquiring things that's going to be currency for when those times happen where, you know, you got a few hundred dollars in your pocket, but it's not going to do you no good when people... What's money going to do when I can't go nowhere and spend that money on anything? I need food and water. My children need to eat. And I'm going to make sure of that. I'm going to make sure of that.
Right. Hold on, brother. Listen, man, this is a very, very important... Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I want you to see the phases. There are different phases in a collapse or a down scenario where the everyday, the normal lifestyle is interrupted. There are different phases in the collapse, and this is the initial phase. Now, when we come back, we got to hear from this brother because he experienced some things. I want to hear from him as some of the things that he noticed, he experienced. What did he learn? What is he going to change that he wants to share? Because I'm going to tell you, there's some things that he may not want to share, and I respect that because it's serious. It's serious. Your overall strategical plan should only be known to those that are going to actually execute it. So, listen, everyone, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. To me, this is the most important show that we've ever done. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We're going to hear live what has happened, what happens during a – when the world that you've known is changed and is no longer the way that you started it off in the beginning of the year. With the, what they call it, the end of the world that you know it situation. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, let's take a look at this, and let's learn from this, because this is a great opportunity, because pretty soon all of you will become experts in the SHT hitting the fan, the shit hitting the fan. You listen to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and just hit *61, and then we will see you in queue, and I will definitely bring you up. Brother, would you be able to take a couple of questions from people if they would like to ask you a couple of questions at any time? Like, you got, like, 10 minutes?
You talking to me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Man, this is a great opportunity. If there are any questions that you would like to have, what was your name again, brother?
Brother Zion.
Zion, that's right. If you guys would like to ask Zion any questions, I know I have a couple of questions, but I want you to ask some of your questions for Zion. I think that's very, very important. And I want, you know, Zion to give an opportunity to talk about what his experience was, what he learned, what is that he wants to convey and share with us. I think it would be a great opportunity, because this is your opportunity to look at some things that are from a realistic standpoint. So I know Brother Davis is in queue. Ramon may have some questions for you as well, and then we'll just take it as it goes. So let me hold on 1 second, Brother Davis. I want you to continue, bro. From your standpoint, what were some of the things that you learned in what's happening right now? Because, you know, in a collapse situation, there's different phases. There's before it happens, as it's happening, and post, and then the trying to reestablish with the calm. Now, for something like what you're going through here, this is a great opportunity to learn a lot of things. It could be the overall destruction of a hurricane is so great. But now think about that where things don't go back to normal. And as things don't go back to longer, over a different time period, over a longer time period, you are now talking about different situations. And because of the overall everyday stress on you, a lot of people know that at least that this isn't going to last for the whole month. But if they don't have that thought, where they don't have that confidence that, oh my good man, this may last for a long time, you start to see people respond to that with an energy that's different. So, bruh, what are some of the things that you would like to share with us? And I'm just going to let you, run with it. Then we have Brother Davis that's in queue that has a question. I'm pretty sure he has a question for you. And then Ramon may have a question for you. But I want to first give you the opportunity to just give your, to train to give some words of wisdom and some things that you had to encounter that would be in the best interest of our overall people and our listeners.
Well, I'm gonna start off, and I'm gonna get a little gritty with everybody and tell everybody
good,
this.
Zion.
What do you when you are preparing? Don't just think of what are you gonna drink and what are you gonna eat. Because you gotta also think of when the water is out, how many members of your family actually live in the house? How you gonna flush those toilets when you have to use that bathroom? The men may, in a disaster may be able to go outside, but your ladies and your children, your female children are, they're gonna have to use the restroom. So, you gotta also think about where that water is coming from. You gotta have drinking water and water to wash with. How are you guys gonna wash? In situations like this hurricane, when the drinking water for the whole city is flooded and contaminated, where you can't even use the water to wash with. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, it's not potable at all.
Right, not at all. So you have to also think about this. I know my wife is a very clean woman, and she believes in washing several times a day. And I feel like as a man, I have to be able to facilitate that no matter if the system is up or down. You know what I'm saying? Whether that means going to work and paying the bills so it won't be on, or getting off the grid completely where I don't even have to worry about that. You got to think about stuff. Also got to think about, like I said before, you don't want to be out and about. There's people have lost their lives out here in this storm, thinking, running through the water, thinking it's just a little bit of water, and their cars are submerged, and that's it, they're gone. You don't want to be out and about when the bullets are flying. When it gets heavy, you want to be home protecting your homestead and your family, not out scavenging when you should have been taking heed and doing stuff beforehand. You got to think of how you're going to cook.
Yeah.
You got to get those portable propane tanks and the little burners where you don't even have to go outside to fire up a barbecue grill, because I've seen a lot of people in this little time right here cooking out. Okay, well, that's fine, because now that the weather is gone, you're able to do that. But what if the waters are not gone anywhere and you're stuck in the house? You can't fire up a barbecue grill inside.
Say, Brother Zion, this is Ramon.
Hey, Ramon, how's it going, brother?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, I wanted to put clarity on what you were talking about as far as having some things, how, you know, how you're going to cook. Something I realized after you said it, do y'all know of those, the Daily Chef party sets that you use for, like, keeping food warm in the aluminum? You know what I'm talking about, bro?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Is that, did y'all have some of those when, is that what y'all were using, or is that one of the things?
Actually,
that you
I have that in my I have that in my repertoire of different stuff that I can use, because even that, even those burners that you use to actually keep the food warm, that's a flame. You could cook with it. You know, you just gotta, you might have to just hold it or come up with a system of a rack to sit that stuff on. But actually what I've used is a little propane cylinder tanks. And I have a burner that, that will screw directly onto it, and boom, you got fire, you got cook.
Brother Zion, this is Brother Scotty.
Yeah, hold on, everyone. This is what I want to do. If you have a question, Scotty, not to interrupt, but listen, I want Zion just to continue to go on, and then once he's ready to take questions, let's do it that way, because he's dropping a lot of super, super good gems here, and let's... I want him to just focus his energy on what he wants to say, and then let's ask him the questions after. Just write them down, and we can go back to him. But he was, he's flowing in such a way that is so necessary for us to really think about. So just hold on one sec, everybody, on your questions. Let's ask the questions after he's finished giving what he wants to give us, and then we can ask him those questions, because I think your questions are so valid, but they're going to take it in a different direction. I really want him to first, Zion, to get out, you know, what's already there. Zion, so if you would, continue with... because, you know, you're going to get some a lot of good questions. Scotty has a question. I know Brother Davis has a question. And then Ramon also has some questions. I have some questions. But I want you to, then when you're ready to say, you know, just let me know, hey, I'm ready to take some questions. I want you to just continue to go with some of the things that you and your family and what you witnessed and what you went through that is going to be beneficial to everyone. Just like you said, be raw, spit it out. We need it to get out, and I don't want you to be distracted until you're ready to move away from that.
Okay, well, let me just finish my point with Brother Ramon, is that you can go to like these hunting stores, even Walmart, go to those little with that little hunting section, get those two little propane cylinders. They're like two for $7. Go ahead and get you a little army of those. Go to the little, they might even have it there in Walmart with the little burner. All you do is screw it right on top of the propane cylinder. Stock up on lighters, stock up on matches, even stock up on matches that will strike even if they get wet. You really got to think about everything. Well, you got to sit down and say, what's comfortable? You know, what can I not live without? What am I going to have when the grid go down? You know, because sometimes you might not have money to afford a generator. So what you go out, you could go out and buy a power inverter. Say if you have a vehicle and if your vehicle... If you have the opportunity, I guess, to... I did it again, baby. I'm sorry. Say if you could pull your car up close to your house, well, it depends on the type of wattage of the power inverter you buy. You can run a light... you can run a small television. And different things like that. You have any other questions, Brother Ramon?
No, I actually would like to hear you do exactly what Brother Dave was asking for.
All right. Well, basically, if I've answered your question, I guess I can answer anybody else's.
Okay. So so what we're going to do, Scotty had a question. Then Brother Davis is in queue. Can you take a couple of questions from Scotty and from Brother Davis?
Definitely, most definitely.
Okay, and then I have a question as well. Scotty, you there?
Yes. I didn't really have a question. I just, like Ramon, wanted to bring clarity and to give the people a visualization of what he was talking about. So I had never thought of these, and I thank you for bringing this up. But those little burners that caterers use to keep food warm that you could actually cook with are called chafer fuel. You Google something like chafer fuel, that's C-H-A-F-E-R-S. And it says that the best kind to get is the kind with the wick, and not to get the kind with the gels, because the gel packs are pretty dangerous. But, you know, if they're cheaper, I mean, I would grab some of those too. You know, in an emergency situation, you got to work with what you got. But those things, I'm glad you brought that up, because, see, I've never really worried about that, because, I mean, we stack firewood. We have firewood, being that I'm in a rural area. And, of course, like you mentioned, you can't cook charcoal in the house. I've heard stories about people doing that to keep warm in the wintertime and end up dead from carbon monoxide poisoning. A lot of people don't know that. So that's why you can't cook indoors. But they're called, you could look up chafing fuel or chafing. So I had never considered these, because I always thought about, well, I got wood, and then if I'm outside. But like you said, if you can't cook outside, maybe the waters have receded. But I don't want other people to smell my food or see the smoke, so those would be good.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah, great point, Scotty, because that was, you know, there's a time you need to be able to read the signs. And what Zion was doing, Zion was able to read the signs as to what he would need. And did you hear what he said? His repertoire. That means that he has multiple ways. Because one is none, two is one. He has multiple ways. You need to be multifaceted in everything that you're doing.
My backup got a backup.
Yes. My man,
I'm
Zion.
Serious. I'm serious.
Yeah, yeah. I know you, brother. I know you are. I know you are. But hold on, Brother Davis, because I'm away from mine, and then I'm let Brother Davis, and then Ramon, and then I have a question for you. Let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, you have a question for Zion?
Yes, I do, brother. Listen, I'm glad that the things worked out eventually for you and your family. But my main thing is, I'm always trying to fine-tune what we put out there. Is there a point in which you realize that being connected with the program offered you some avenues of information that you may not have tapped into prior, or that you did tap into that was a service to you? And I'll just sit back on it.
Well, I can say this much. Shows like this and the people that are on the show and the callers, you know, it's reasons why you guys do what you do. And, you know, it's definitely not falling on deaf ears, because, you know, ever since I've been listening to you guys, you know, I don't even listen to the radio anymore. I listen to you guys all day. I even listen to the programs that's been recorded that I heard before, just so I know I won't miss nothing. You know, and people think this is a game, man. It is not a game. If you got a family, you gotta step up and take care of your family. And you gotta do it by any means necessary. And I love mine, and that means if I gotta work hard, if I gotta struggle, and if I gotta dig ditches or whatever to build a moat around my house to survive, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. You know.
Spoken like a true warrior, brother. And you know, great question, Brother Davis, and great Scotty, great points with your question.
Hey, Brother so, Davis,
this is Sister Davis.
When we were growing up, whenever a bad storm was in the mix, my mom always had us fill up the bathtub and fill up the pot. That's something they don't do now, but, you know, we didn't have no bottled water when I was little. So as soon as the bucket was getting bad or a potential electrical problem, we filled up all those containers. And there's been occasion that we had to use, especially flushing toilets with the bathtub water, we had to use. And brother, my husband and I, we've been in a major flood like that. and it takes a long time for the water receding, and the weather gets cool, and, you know, you realize that you don't have boots and, you know, a lot of little things that you don't have when you have to start cleaning up. You don't have hot water. You know, everything is cold. But, you know, so my husband and I, we've been through that. We went through an evacuation in 79, when TMI, the Three Mile Island, which was a nuclear plant less than 20 miles from us, was getting ready to explode, and we had to evacuate. Clothes on the bag, get in the car, go. You know what I mean? I was 6 months pregnant at the time. So, you know, and then we had a chance to come back and rebuild, but if we wouldn't have, we would have been rebuilding somewhere else with the clothes on our back. So we've kind of been through a little bit of that mania that goes on with a disaster. But, brother, I'm glad you pulled through. And another thing I do want to mention is we ate a lot of dried food. And that's why I try to incorporate with Pando dried food, vegetables or anything dried, because you can eat them or reconstitute them with water. Because what you don't want to do is have a big cookout and everybody that's hungry comes looking for you, or you have a lot of lights on. I remember Dave always say, you know, don't have your house looking like a Christmas tree. So, you know, you got to do what everybody else is doing. One good thing, too, a lot of people might want to do is give some kids some beans and rice or something that's out of a can that's cold. Let them understand what, you know, eating out of the can is. You know, a lot of kids say, you know, just with the fork and open it up in a can opener and eat it. You know, that might be a once-a-month little prepping station type of, you know, just example of what it's like. Because you don't always have electricity or the propane, and if you do, you have to maybe use it when it's absolutely positively necessary, because you don't know how long it will be. As a matter of fact, brother, and I'm going to turn it back over to Dave, we lived upstairs on our second floor of our home for 3 years after we had our flood, and it was not easy living upstairs because the downstairs was a shell. We had to take everything down to the walls and rebuild. So we lived upstairs for 3 years, a whole family, cooking and cleaning and doing all of that on our second floor. We made bedrooms into kitchens.
Yeah, I know all about it.
Man, brother Zion, you know, I just want to say, brother, thank you. If you know something else that you want to add, I would love for you, if you could come back on as a guest. You know, sometime next week, any time next week. You have my number?
I'll have to get it off of the website again.
I have yours, so I'm going to text you my number, okay?
Awesome.
Do I text it to the 910 area code one?
Yes, yeah, that one.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to, you know, and then let's definitely talk, because You are critical to why we need to prepare, and so I just want to definitely talk further with you and just express that. And there's some things that I want to actually give you as well for you and the family. And I just, man, brother, it was just so much that you dropped that is so important that we, you know, that we learn from the, you know, this whole opportunity. So now, I wanted to ask you this: during the what was the overall mentality of the people before the storm, during the storm, and then after the storm? How did the overall energy of the people that you were able to see, or you came in contact with, or what was the overall? How was the overall ebb and flow of the actual hurricane affecting people that you saw, Zion? From the beginning, before it was coming, then, you know, in the different stages, before, once it started, after, then now things, services are starting to, I mean, because you just got internet and everything else, but some things are starting to come back. What's the overall feel of the people, the mentality of the people?
Well, I can tell you that almost everyone that I talked to or heard talking about it was very nonchalant, that it wasn't going to be anything, excuse me, that they were used to people naming serious storms, but nothing never happens. And, oh, I get prepared for nothing. And I bought all that water for nothing. And not knowing it, you know, and I heard you say it quite eloquently. When you prepare, you know, you waste nothing. You know, and when you don't prepare and you have nothing, you know, you are in a situation. And yeah. So, you know, everyone didn't think that it was going to be anything, so no one really prepared. So when it came, and then the water, just kept raining, people was like, okay, wait a minute, you know, this might do something. And then I say we lost power. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was raining hard, but, you know, it still really hadn't did anything, you know, major. But when nightfall, man, did Matthew kicked in, and the wind started blowing, and the trees started falling. Then when the dam filled up and bust, and people started panicking. I've known people personally that when they woke up, it was water in their homes. Yes, baby. I'm sorry, y'all. The curfew is at 10:30, baby. We're good. I'm sorry, guys. All right, so, I've known people, when they woke up, it was water above their ankles, and their baby that was sleeping on an air mattress was floating towards the kitchen.
Excuse me, Mr. Zion?
Yes, sir.
Did I just hear your wife in the background say something about curfew?
Yes, sir.
Man, to me, that's one of the most important things right there. Y'all want to talk to you out there?
Well, because the amount of damage that this has done, there are roads that are still washed out. There are still pockets of parts of the city that is still without power. There are still parts of the city that are still underwater. And they are fearing that the way that the water is not flowing like or receding like they thought, that some of these dams and levees that's close to these little areas could actually spill over again. So the curfew was at 8. It was from 7 to 7, and now it's from 10:30 at night to 7. So if you really got no business, if you ain't got no business out here, they don't want you out here.
So I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. One of the things that we got to do before, but are you aware that there may be another storm that's coming? I don't know how much news you're getting, Zion. Are you aware of that?
I'm definitely aware of that.
Okay.
There's always different ways for me to communicate and to get news.
Okay.
I'm gonna always have several ways that I could get my information, whether it's cell phones, new cell phones, especially these old cell phones that are not smartphones. You need to hold one of them, because you can get the you can get a weather channel on one of those a lot of times when they're not even have service.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you had you were aware of that. So go ahead, Ramon. We'll finish with your question. I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, because just as he was talking, I was like, I just want to make sure that he has access to some things that just wanted to make sure that he was aware that there may possibly be another storm, so that he could take the appropriate action, which I know that this brother would.
Okay. I was just going to ask him, who's doing the supervise? I mean, the controlling, is it the state, or I mean, is it the National Guard, or is it police?
It's just like the county police and the state police. That's basically who you see out on the roads doing the enforcement, the road closures, letting all these armies of electrical workers and come through.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Mr. Zion, I'm gonna mute my line, but I would like to have you let Dave know what y'all need, brother, if you need some help out that way.
Yeah.
and whatever I can help out, we'll help out with you too. So, and I'll meet my line.
I appreciate to hear that, brother.
Yeah, right, brother. Zion, I know that you're well prepared. I want you to save your phone, charge it, keep your communication lines charged and ready to respond. Take care of what you need to take care of, brother, because, you know, until this is over, and you just shared so much, but this is a connection that you have. I'm going to text you my number. If you need anything, we will do whatever it is that we can to get and to facilitate that need that you have. All right, brother?
All right, brother.
Man, Zion, you just keep strong. Thank you for being who you are, warrior on, and don't, and I know you won't, but don't doubt yourself in the decisions that you have to make in the coming future. If, you know, this Hurricane Nicole starts to move your way, we will definitely be in contact and let you know. And even though it's better to hear it 12 times than, you know, just because I want to make sure that you and your family are properly equipped to deal with any adversities that you could have.
Well, definitely, brother. And I'm pleased to hear that, and I enjoyed being a part of the conversation tonight. And just at any time, you know, like I say, I try to, you know, be a wealth of knowledge for those who don't know, just like you guys are a wealth of knowledge for, you know, for me and my family. So I just wanted to say thank you again,
brother. You're an expert. You're an expert, and we really do cherish you, and we thank you for being who you are and doing what you've done, because you have actually anticipated something that was in your spirit, and this is something that we all need to start doing. We need to start listening to our spirit and respond to that appropriately, and look at what happens when you do. Much love, much respect, Zion. I'm gonna hit you up a little bit later, right after the show. I'm a text you, and then if you can talk, we'll talk, and then let's stay in contact, and then let's talk when you can, when it's appropriate for you. Deal, because I know that you still have to deal with some residual things that's going on, and then if you need something, as Ramon said, let us know, and then there's some things I want to send to you as well for you. So much love, much respect, Zion. We're in this together, okay, brother?
All right, brother.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Man, Zion, he said, peace, Scotty. Man, Zion just laid it out so much. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. The number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We're going to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue the show. Ramon, hold on, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Rand, K.A. Dave from L.A. My man Ramon is here also. Man, Zion just... he just laid it out for a lot of you. I hope you are taking notes with some of the things, and I definitely want to, and I know Zion, I mean, Ramon would want to comment on some of the things that Zion said, and because he laid out some real jewels for all of us, and he dropped some very critical things, and, you know, this is something that they're continuously dealing with, and this is one of the things the mainstream media is not speaking about, the overall waters
that's the, I think Zion is still there. Zion, if, at any time, if you wanted to jump in, definitely don't hesitate if you feel necessary to do it, because I have your line open, okay? You know, one of the things that's not being said about what's going on in North Carolina, mainstream media has totally, the governor came on and said the mainstream media is just ignoring. Well, everybody's worried about this daggone dump in Hillary election and all of this stuff. That means absolutely nothing. This is going to be the distraction. Let me tell you why this is so important. Because at a particular point, at a particular time, you're going to be going through something in this country, and they're going to have empire on for the rest of the world to ignore and not to know what's going on. And then when people don't know, they can't give you the opportunity to assist you in what you're going through. This is all a ploy. This is conditioning. Whenever something like this happens, if this country truly cared about it, there would be a national response to this. It would be a totally national response to this. There would be a response where every community would be prepared before things like this happen, but they don't give a damn or care about you. You better start caring about yourself, your family, and our community now. Because you need to do it before the actual events happen. Because once the lights go out, ladies and gentlemen, it's too late to prepare. It's time to respond. So there is no coverage of this. There's no concern about what's going on there. And the flooding that went on from Hurricane Matthew is intense. You heard Zion say how much water was falling? How much, 14 inches of water? Do you know if that was snow, that's 140 feet of snow? And hopefully this Hurricane Nicole is not going to move in their direction. But if it is, I know one thing, Zion will have an appropriate response to it. And this is everyone here needs to be like Zion. One of my favorite songs, that Lauryn Hill song, man, and this brother exemplified that to the T. Now, some of the things that Zion said that was critical, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 549032. Zion talked about washing. One of the things that you want to do while you still can do it, we got a caller in queue. I'm going to come to you in a second, caller. While you still can do it, you need to, before the seasons change, but the season has already changed, you needed to go and get, for washing, you needed to go to Walmart or to a pool store and get pool shot, the calcium-based one. The calcium hypochlorine based one, because you can use that also to sanitize and purify water with. But you can use the powder form, and you can just use a couple of sprinkles of powder to establish an effective disinfectant. You need silver to purify your water. There's so many different things that needs to be done. But one of the things, everyone, you need to have a way, and you have to be prepared for any and everything. You need to look at where you are geographically, demographically, and to see some of the things that are going to adversely affect you. How do you know those things? Look at history for where you live. What has your state, your county, your city, what are some of the things that they had to deal with in the past? And then they're likely that you're going to have to deal with it again. And prepare for that. Let that be the foundation of your preparing. Then you start to prepare for everything else on top of that. Critical. So that's one of the things with washing. You want to get the powder form of bleach. And if you do get regular bleach, don't purify water with household bleach. It's sodium-based. If it's going to be a prolonged shit hits the fan or a prolonged problem or a prolonged where services aren't, where you don't have the usual services that you grew up with, where running water, potable running water, you do not want to purify water with sodium-based bleach for a long period of time. Your kidneys will be adversely affected. You need the calcium one.
Get it in the powder form, because then you will only use what you need to use. And like in Zion's case, you need to put it in an airtight seal so that it will be free from overall moisture and protected from the environments of water. Critical. Another thing. One of the things with flooding, you have to know what type of flooding that you have. Let me tell you why. Because I see a lot of people, and you have to know what the effects of the flooding has had. Has it brought down power lines? Are those lines still hot? Or you know, what's in, if you start walking in water, what's underneath that water? This is why you need to have a preparation at your house and then other strategically placed things and have a way to get through it, stay out of the water. Just because your neighbor's walking in the water don't mean you should walk in the water. And you have to know where you are geographically with that water, because you don't know. Sharks, if it's close to the ocean, when those hurricanes come in, I know when Sandy came through and some of my friends that are still in Jersey, they were about to go outside, and lo and behold, what did they see in the water was a shark. All of these things you got to contend with. As the old Wizard of Oz said, this ain't Kansas no more. This ain't Kansas, Dorothy. This the real. You don't know what you're walking into. You don't know if there's a sharp object underneath that and everything else. You have to. There's so many things that you got to prepare
for. Hey, Dave, cooking. Can I add something to that?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
It's not even an emergency situation or not or anything like that. But there's a guy with the high school with, so he has permission to hunt in the woods behind our house on the property, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he sets up video cameras to track deer, and you know, just to find mm-hmm. out their routes and whatnot, where they go. And he caught my daughter told me that he showed my cousin just the other day a bobcat that's back there that is about the size of a medium-sized dog, and that's a pretty big bobcat. So, you know, can't be walking in the woods.
That's a hell of a lot of trouble right there.
Yeah, it is. And I wouldn't even have considered that because, you know, never seen bobcats before, but you never know what's out there just because you don't see it.
Yeah, and then the weather will cause them to be displaced. So, right, a bobcat is man, that's, I pass on that one. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. You know, bobcats are no joke. And Scotty makes a great point. Weather will displace not only people, but animals. And that's why my one friend, we got a caller in queue. I'm going to go to you in 1 second, caller 504. My one friend sent me a thing where it was he went to go out and he was going to go walk to the store to go get some things, and he saw a spot in the water. He looked and it was a shark in the water. And this was that Hurricane Sandy that went through New York and New Jersey and all along there. You got to know. You got to be prepared for everything. And that's critical. Are there extreme things? Yeah, but see, the person that's prepared is constantly aware. And they're not naive. They're not just aimlessly walking. They conduct their energy with purpose. So important. We lost the person. Oh, no, there they are. We're going to go to them. Now, let's go to this caller that's in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your question or comment that you have?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Brother Mel, shoot, brother.
Yes, sir, man. To that brother, man, that warrior, just out there dealing with that situation, just want to give him, you know, props. And I don't think he's scared. He's not worried. He's prepared. What you say? Never scared, always prepared.
Never scared, always prepared.
Yes, sir. And if he needs anything, if
we'll get
do anything for him, then yeah, we got him, man. He's family.
Yeah. So. My brother. And you know, Matt, I'm glad you brought that up, man, because that's so important, man. People that are scared, they're very dangerous. And most people don't prepare because they are scared. Scared people, stay away from them. Because when you're prepared, You never say, I started to do this. You rely on yourself. See, what the system wants you to do is never to rely on yourself. It wants you to be addicted to their way of you living. And we got to break that. See, preparing is not just about an event. It's about your life. Taking back your existence. This brother Zion has learned so much. Do you think he is someone that is going to be easily manipulated by propaganda in the future now after he's dealt his life experience is going through a hurricane?
Hey, Dave.
You think... Yeah, go ahead, Ramon.
I don't mean to cut you off, man.
No, you're good.
Don't this sound eerily like the story of Noah and the law? I mean, the ark. I mean, this is what people don't be catching. These,
yeah.
We want to romanticize stories that ain't nothing more than just real life. This ain't nothing more than a Noah's Ark story. Nobody wanted to be prepared. They walked around silly, thinking that, oh, yeah, look at him. They just doing. Now, these are the, like he said, he had to go feed people who were too proud to talk to him before. And he had to still push himself into the situation to get him to. Now, he better than me. I'm just not. You know, you and I talk. We had this conversation. You know, and people have to start realizing we're going to end up becoming a particular group of, within a group, that will have to shun and say, hey, man, it ain't no room in this art if you ain't got yourself prepared.
That's right. That's right. You know, and I'm glad you also brought that point up. Because we used to do Sunday calls in RDP. And one of the things that Brother Davis used to tell everyone is that you're the general. We may not be able to communicate with you. We may not be able. You're going to have to be able to be the general of your own groups. And this brother, as Mel said, this warrior, ready for anything now. Now, just imagine how this transfers into when the water recedes. Do you think that this brother will be afraid of any obstacle that will ever be put in front of him now? No, because he knows what he's capable of. It's much bigger than preparing. It's all about you realizing how strong and how relevant you are. We need to stop surrendering ourselves as slaves. And start being the creators that we are. This brother's creating some major things. I can't wait to work with him. This warrior and this general is going to be critical to our overall, the sovereign nation that we will continue to build. It all starts with one saying, so what? I don't care what you think about the odds. I don't care what you're afraid of. I don't care that you don't believe. I don't care that you don't think. That's the problem. I'm not you. I think, and I'm not subject to my fears. My fears don't make my decision. That's why this brother prepared. And now he has his queen on board. She's always been on board. But, you know, when we go through different things, now we get to say, oh, shoot. Okay, got it. Never again. Because her family means everything to her. The thing about a lot of our spouses is they're so... consumed with dealing with the immediate threat. You know, I'm going to tell you, she was always comforted that he was doing something. She always was, always will be. This is the building of strength. This is the foundation that's so necessary. So, man, now we only have 4 minutes left. Mel, did you want to make any other point or say anything, brother?
No, brother, I just... No, sir, I don't. I'm just like to the point where I'm ready to just be politically correct. I'm ready to just go on and set it off and get it. Let's get it on. Let's get it over with. I'm serious.
Well, believe me, we hasten anything because every moment is a moment for us to prepare. But I know what you're saying, brother. We are, we are because we got some great, you know, great opportunities that are coming if we prepare ourselves. Now, listen, we got 3 minutes left. I want to read you this article. This is very critical, and we won't really have time to expand on it. And we really need to. all of us need to be preparing collectively together, because at some point this is going to be our centralized community. Even though we are all over the place, we will find a way to each other. Okay? Now listen, here we go. Exclusive, Obama aides expect to weigh Syrian military option on Friday, being tomorrow. U.S. President Barack Obama and his top foreign policy advisors are expected to meet on Friday to consider their military and other options in Syria, as Syria and Russia aircraft continue to pummel Aleppo and other targets, U.S. officials said. Some top officials argue that the United States must act more forcefully in Syria or risk losing what influence it still has over moderate rebels in Arab, Kurdish, and Turkish allies in the fight against the Islamic State, the officials told Reuters. One set of opinions includes direct U.S. military action against airstrikes on Syria. Yeah, you go ahead and try that. You will be in a world war with Russia. And munition depots and radar and anti-aircraft bases, said one official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the this officer said one danger of such actions is that the Russian and Syrian forces are often commingled, raising the possibility of direct confrontation with Russia that the Obama administration has been plans to avoid. Yeah, right. It's not going to happen. Any form of military engagement now in Syria is an act of war against Russia, because they are going to actually deliberately stop the U.S. from doing it. U.S. officials said that they consider unlikely that Obama will order U.S. airstrikes on the Syrian government targets that they stressed may have not made any decisions at the planned meetings at his National Security Council. So, listen, everyone. Tomorrow, what I do think is that we only have months to days left before this thing kicks off. One of the key things in this article was said that they're going to lose the influence of the terrorists. What happens when they lose the influence of them? They're going to bring the terror here. That's going to be the excuse. This is plausible deniability to be set up, ladies and gentlemen. They're setting everything up either way. So take the time, prepare, let's get together. Let's find out some things that you didn't know. Let's find out here and let's share it among ourselves and do the things that we need to do. All right, everyone, just want to thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show. Zion, Ramon, Brother Davis, Mel, thank you all for participating today. Scotty, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.